Texte numéro 29. Fitness. Take a deep breath. I have a friend who listens to her iPod even when we run together. She swears it's not my voice she's trying to drown out. Rather, it's the sound of her own breathing that drives her crazy. Frankly, I don't pay attention to how I breathe. Why would I? It comes naturally. Even during a workout, when the increased demand for oxygen turns up the volume and pace of my breathing. Yoga masters don't tune out the sound of their breathing, nor do they ignore it. Breathing is a fundamental part of the practice. It's considered the body's central source of energy and the link between mind and body. All exercises can benefit from paying more attention to how they breathe during a tough workout. The first step of which is realizing that everyone varies their breathing pattern while exercising. The most obvious are swimmers and synchronized swimmers, for whom a specific pattern of breathing is central to the execution of their sport. Veteran swimmers make breathing look easy, but those new to the sport often remark that the mechanics of breathing are one of the most difficult skills to pick up. Runners, on the other hand, rarely take the time to evaluate their breathing. In fact, most don't realize that they naturally adjust their breathing to their stride rate. At a comfortable pace, runners typically inhale for 3 strides and exhale for 3 strides. As their pace increases, a cadence of 2 strides per inhale and 2 per exhale is common. At a training pace, their breathing changes again to a 2-second exhale and a 1-second inhale. In the weight room, lifters are instructed to exhale on effort and inhale during the recovery phase, a habit that should be incorporated any time you lift heavy objects, be it a loaded barbell or a loaded garbage can. As natural as it feels to hold your breath upon exertion, it causes a spike in blood pressure and puts extra strain on your heart. At rest, men and women breathe pretty much the same. When exercise becomes more intense, however, women have to work much harder than men to move air in and out of the lungs during exercise. Also worthy of note is that during exercise, women breathe more air in through their nose than men. They also start breathing through their mouth much later into a workout than men do. Much of the gender difference between breathing patterns is due to a difference in lung size. The bigger the lungs, the more air they can process, which means that men have the edge when it comes not only to the efficiency of sending oxygen to the working muscles, but also in the volume of oxygen they are able to circulate. Adapted from the Herald Tribune, December 2010.